stack them and then dry them.
Mm-hmm.
And she made a lot of her own soap to wash clothes, what they call lye soap.
Oh.
Boil it outside in a big old kettle.
Oh.
We also made our own hominy.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. What, do they make it outside too?
Yeah. You had to take corn. I don't know how to make it except vaguely. We would select the center part of the ear of corn, you know, on the little, the tip end, the grains get small, and on the butt end, well, they're kind of wrinkled up.
Mm-hmm.
So we would shell that off and use it for the stalk, and in the center it had nice big flat grains.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd pick white corn to make our hominy out of.
Mm-hmm.
We'd grow white and yellow both, but the white corn's what we would use for hominy. And she would use lye, Mary wore lye, to soak that corn in, and it would take the husk off. See, you just have to handle it almost grain at a time, you might say, but she'd get a handful, and of course we'd help her, and you'd just thump those husks off.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know other processes that she went through, but making hominy was quite a job. It took a good long while, more than it had to go through a curing process, and also, but it was good, just as good as you buy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it'd come out a little bit dark, but that didn't hurt it.
Well, when they were back to washing the dishes, when they were washing the dishes, what would you call the cloth or the rag that you'd use in washing?
A dish rag, and drying cloth.
And the drying cloth. Now, what about the thing that you would use to wash your face with?
Wash rag, though.
And then after you washed, what would you call what you dry off with?
The towel.
Now, you were talking about the faucet on the barrel, you said. Now, what about, like, after you began to have, at your kitchen sink, what the water would come out of? What was that called?
It was a faucet.
Faucet, too. Now, nowadays...
Just one faucet, no hot and cold water, just cold.
No, just
and,
one,
And there wasn't even a place to attach a hose to it.
Just a
brass faucet.
When they began to have them on the side of a house, what would it? What did you call it?
Still call them that.
Still call it a faucet on the side of a house. What would molasses, if you bought molasses, what did it come in?
Ten pails, buckets.
Uh-huh. How about lard, if you bought?
Well, you could buy lard back then. It'd come in half gallons, or 10 gallons containers. We call the 10 gallon a stand. That's what
stand.
We call stand of lard.
Stand of lard. What would you call a metal thing like this that you would use to pour things through?
It's older than a funnel, for example.
Now we were talking about seeing those oxen and everything. Did they, and you were talking about that long whip that they would use with the oxen, did they use whips if they were driving horses or mules?
Yeah. Well, not everyone used them, but you take the buggy and it's kind of like a car. If you if you buy a car today, you'd buy a radio probably.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't, it wasn't a complete car.
Mm-hmm.
This buggy had what they call a dashboard in front. You've seen buggies, of course. And on this dashboard is a little thing about so big around, so long, that you set your buggy whip down in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the buggy whip is just a long stem of a thing with a cracker on the end of it you reach out and peck him with.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't always necessary to have them. Some horses needed prodding. They would never trot for you unless you'd crack them with that whip.
Mm-hmm.
But your buggy didn't look complete unless you had a whip.